The Las Vegas Raiders have partnered with the global lifestyle app True Connect to give the gift of wellness. Transform your mind, body, and soul through thousands of hours of premium fitness content, guided meditations, progress tracking, and more. Visit tcfree.fit to redeem one free year of True Connect exclusively for Raider Nation.
You're listening to A Pawn Further Review, presented by Coors Light on the official Raiders Podcast Network. Here's your host, Eddie Pascal.
Raider Nation, what is going on? Eddie Pascal here back at the Intermountain Healthcare Performance Center. And thank you for joining us for another episode of A Pawn Further Review brought to you by our pals at Coors Light. And we are back. Energy is high. We are all getting more well-rested, I should say. I don't know if you're ever fully well-rested coming off of an NFL season, but we are getting there. And it is a good thing we are because, boy, oh boy, starting next week, whew, we got a lot going on. We got a lot going on in this building. Our Silver and Black Productions team is going to be all around. More on that in a sec, because there is so much going on in the NFL world right now. Really beginning next week. Here in this building at Allegiant Stadium in Mobile, Alabama, we are going to be everywhere. We're going to have you covered every which way, all things Silver and Black. And we have a great show today to kind of get us ready for the first of one of those events, I should say. The 2023. We're only 3 weeks into the year. Give me a little grace there. The 2023 Senior Bowl is upcoming here in a few weeks, and we are going to chat in just a few minutes with the executive director of the Reese's Senior Bowl, our pal, Jim Nagy. And we talked with Jim way back in 2019 when the Raiders coaching staff was down there in Mobile and coached up that game. A little different this year. Patrick Graham, the lone representative, or I shouldn't say the lone representative, but one of the two head coaches down there, he'll be coaching the national team. And so we talked with Jim about really all things Senior Bowl. And I think it's great for a lot of reasons that Patrick Graham and a small Raiders contingent will be there. One, it's just good to learn more about these guys. We talk all the time about how the next couple months is an information gathering time of year. And the more information you can have about these prospects, the better. So it was great to talk to Jim about that. The value of the Senior Bowl, how this game has evolved. And really, if you're headed down there, and I would suggest if you're a diehard football fan, if you really, really love just the game, I think it's every person should have a chance to go down there and check it out at least once, right? You know, no disrespect to the good people of Mobile, but, you know, when else are you going to go to Mobile, Alabama, right? We were lucky enough to go down there, like I said, in 2019, had a fantastic experience. The city does a great job. The game, the bowl itself, does a fantastic job of really showing off what Mobile brings to the table. We had a blast. And obviously, on a football perspective, the Raiders had an incredibly beneficial week down there. They brought in guys. We're talking Jonathan Abram, Keelan Doss, Alec Ingold, Hunter Renfrow. So many guys. I think the number was 8 when all was said and done that played in the Senior Bowl that ended up on the Raiders roster just a few months later. So we're talking about value. We're talking about why these games are important, and that is Exhibit A. So make sure you stick around for just a few minutes and hear our conversation with Jim Nagy. But before we get to that, pay some bills time. No transactions this week, like I told you last week. Probably looking a few weeks from now for those things to get rocking and rolling. But the one thing we do know, the transactions never stop. They never sleep, particularly at this time of the year. So no transactions this week, but we do have a bunch of headlines that we need to get into before our conversation with Jim. And I want to start here this week. Dylan Parham, yes, our very own Dylan Parham, was named earlier this week to the 2022 PFWA All-Rookie Team. Congratulations to Dylan. The versatile interior lineman for the Raiders made 17 starts and played 94% of the team's offensive snaps. And that is an incredible number if you think about it, not only for being able to stay on the field, but for a young guy still very much learning the NFL game to be able to come in, to be that consistent, to be someone that Josh McDaniels and Mick Lombardi trusted to be out there in the big moments. So big things are coming for Dylan Parham. Just a quick note here, he is the third Raiders guard to make the all-rookie team, joining Steve Wisniewski from 1989 and Kurt Marsh back in 1981. And we talk about, you know, what Dylan brought to the table this year. Obviously, Raiders don't have a first-round pick or a second-round pick a year ago. So Dylan, kind of the crown jewel, that first pick of the Ziegler and McDaniels era, the first draft pick of 2022 for the Silver and Black. And I think that what we saw a year ago was certainly not a finished product out of Dylan Parham. That's totally fine. I don't think that there was anyone that came in here that expected him to be completely done. Like, yep, he is who he is. He's great. Nothing to improve on. Run him out there for 17 games. Still very much learning the NFL game, like I said, still adjusting to life as a pro. But for me, I think the biggest takeaway, the most important takeaway, and if you're a fan of the Raiders, what you should be the most pleased about in regards to Dylan Parham is one, he was incredibly available, right? We hear it all the time. The best ability is availability. But second to that, he showed how versatile he can be. I mean, this is a guy who played center, who played left guard, who played right guard. I mean, he did literally everything on the interior of that offensive line. And we've heard so much now over the past year, and we've seen it in practice, how much Dave Ziegler and Josh McDaniels value position versatility. They both brought it up day one, and we have heard that messaging pounded and pounded and pounded, that this is what they like. They like guys that can do a lot of things. They like guys that are versatile position-wise, that can step in and fill in for a teammate if the situation arises. Now, look, I don't think that the goal is to have, you know, as many offensive line combinations as the Raiders did this year. And certainly, I think for a guy like Dylan, you would like going forward to say, hey, this is where you're going to be. This is the position we see you in. And we want you to just rock and roll and go 17 games and hopefully into the playoffs at this position. You and I both know the nature of the NFL with the injuries, with the roster turnover. That's not reality. So even your best players have to be versatile position-wise, and that is exactly what Dylan Parham was. So you now look back at his rookie year, and like I said, certainly not perfect. Not perfect at all, but a fantastic start, and I'm very, very pleased for him that the PFWA recognized what he brought to the table in 2022. So the future is bright for that young fella. I mean, I think the only thing that really, my only critique of Mr. Parham, if I'm going to give him critique, maybe too polite? Maybe? We brought him up to the pod studio a few times last year, and every time it was sir. And I told him, I said, look, man, I know I'm a little older than you, but come on, I know the grays are poking through a touch, but I'm not a sir yet. Not quite yet. Overly polite, really good dude, a guy that you can tell takes his craft incredibly seriously, does it with integrity, does it with hard work, does it the right way. You know, all kidding aside, very, very pleased for Dylan. And I think if you're looking for positives coming out of the 2022 regular season for the Las Vegas Raiders, the play of that young fella has got to be towards the top of the list. But we talked about how busy things are going to be coming up next week for everyone in this building, myself included. We got a lot going on here. Right. I joked at the end of the year that, oh, it'll be nice to kind of have a little time to take stock, to relax, to recharge the batteries, to go to dinner with the wife, blah, blah, blah. Well, that time is over because there is so much going on here in Las Vegas. And as I said, in Mobile, Alabama, at the Senior Bowl, where we will have a presence. But man, let us just start here. The Pro Bowl games next week. They kick off. The Pro Bowl flag football game is Sunday, February 5th. That'll be at Allegiant Stadium. Make sure you tune in for that. But for us here in this building, as excited as we are for the Pro Bowl, the skills competition is coming close to home. That is Thursday, February 2nd. From where, you might ask? This very building. The building that I am talking to you guys from, that I talk to you from every week, is going to be taken over. I don't know about this pod space in particular, but I know that the NFL is coming in. They have a lot of really, really cool things that they are going to be doing. A lot of, like we talked about earlier, the skills competition will be filmed here at HQ. I know that our video guys and gals have a bunch of really, really cool behind-the-scenes stuffs coming your way once the league does arrive. But skills competition, Thursday, February 2nd, from here, the Intermountain Healthcare Performance Center, and then the Pro Bowl flag football game, Sunday, February 5th at Allegiant Stadium. You know, I've talked about it a lot and I don't want to harp on it too much. I do have to give the NFL credit for realizing that the previous iteration of the Pro Bowl, while awesome on paper, perhaps not the most effective viewer-friendly thing in practice. So I'm very, very excited to see what this new reimagined Pro Bowl game plural looks like. And it'll be really cool to see some of our guys out there doing their thing. Friendly reminder, the Raiders have 3 Pro Bowlers as of now. That is Josh Jacobs, Devontae Adams, and Max Crosby. And head on over to Raiders.com. We actually have a fun little behind-the-scenes promo clip of Josh Jacobs up there doing his thing on the water balloon toss. So keep an eye out for that. Like I said, it'll be a lot of fun to kind of see this reimagined Pro Bowl game kind of come to, and I'm very, very excited for that. So that is one thing that we have going on. Not to be outdone, the East-West Shrine Game is also here next week. That is Thursday, February 2nd at Allegiant Stadium. So Thursday, February 2nd, man, if you're a football fan, lock it in, because you got the skills competition from here at HQ, and then you got the East-West Shrine Game just down the street at Allegiant Stadium. Like I said, we got a lot going on, and how could I forget that we have the Senior Bowl as well. That is Saturday, February 4th at 11:30 at Hancock Whitney Stadium in Mobile, Alabama, home of your University of South Alabama Jaguars. So we have a ton going on. As I said, Silver and Black Productions, Raiders.com is going to have you covered every which way for everything that is happening. And when you look at the calendar and you see all the events, you see the Pro Bowl, East-West, the Senior Bowl, it's just a reminder that the offseason, while it may appear long, goes really, really, really fast. We are going to be at free agency before you know it. We are going to be at the combine in, my goodness, just over a month. That's crazy as that sounds. We will be there for that. Buckle up. It is going to be a really fun offseason, a offseason that is not boring by any stretch of the imagination. So we thank each and every one of you for coming to hang out with us and going on this journey the next couple months. But as we begin this journey of the offseason, as I said, the Senior Bowl headed your way Saturday, February 4th. And we were lucky enough to hang out with one of our friends, Jim Nagy. He's the executive director of the Reese's Senior Bowl down in Mobile. Good guy. Nice to catch up with him. And I got to give him credit. If you're watching the interview portion of this on YouTube, which I encourage every single one of you to go do, head on over to Raiders YouTube to watch Jim and I's conversation. Looks great. Showed up in a suit, and I don't know if we put it in the final version, but if you're watching the YouTube version, take a look at Jim's tie. My man Jim Nagy is rocking a Reese's tie, and oh, it looks great. As a guy who doesn't really like a lot of candy but loves Reese's, I was very, very envious of him, and I told him that. So hopefully we can pull some strings and we can get your pal out of your Reese's tie. But regardless, it was so nice to catch up with Jim. As I said, did a really nice job of kind of lifting the veil of everything that goes into the Senior Bowl, why it matters, and explaining why it is such a valuable tool for every single team in the NFL, but in particular your 2023 Las Vegas Raiders. So without further ado, sit back, relax, and enjoy our conversation with Jim Nagy. Jim, we were talking about it before we started rolling here. Both of us, our respective organizations, on the glow up, we had this conversation, like you said, in 2019. We were in Oakland. It was the first year on the job for you. And it's nice to reconnect and to, you know, do what we do again, talk a little football, look ahead to a Raiders influence down in Mobile. And I'm fired up.
Yeah, that last fired up to be back on with you. And that year, I think you got 8 of our guys between draft picks and free agents. So, that was a big year with like Hunter Renfrow and that crew. So, we'll see what Coach Graham can come back to Vegas with.
Absolutely. And I'm going to ask you about those guys in just a second. But I want to start here. A new coaching format for the Senior Bowl here in 2023. Very exciting. I really like the mission, the purpose behind it. But can you kind of just lift the veil for us a little bit and kind of explain what it went into the rationale to kind of switch things up to how they compared to how they've been done in the past?
Well, frankly, it wasn't our decision. And I wasn't real fired up about it when it first happened. We got the call over the summer. We've had the full coaching staff for 73 years. There was really no justification for it when we got the call from the league office. That's been a signature of our game. But I will say this, the closer we've gotten to the game, the more I've embraced it, because I think it's a good thing for our players. You know, rather than just two teams like you guys had a few years ago, leaving Mobile with intimate knowledge of our guys. And now it's opened it up to, we have 16 of the 18 non-playoff teams participating with coaches on our staff. So what that means for our players is you've got, you know, 14 more teams than normal leaving Mobile with all the behind the scenes access to our players, which again, I think of everything through the lens of our players. And to me, it's a good thing for them. It just makes for, it made for much, from a logistical operational standpoint of bringing in coaches from everywhere. And when you guys packed up the plane and you came here, your whole operation came, right? Like, yeah, the production crew came, the equipment came, the trainers came. So we've, you know, that's been piecemealed out this year. So created a little more work. But at the end, it's good for the players, and it's really cool for these coaches. Really cool opportunity for these coaches.
100%. And you brought up something that I didn't really thought about. But when you were kind of piecemealing these staffs together, what does that do for kind of the cohesion of you know, having guys put their best foot forward during the game and putting together different concepts and ideologies and plays for when you guys ultimately do play those four quarters of football here in a few weeks?
Well, we've done a lot in terms of Zoom meetings and everything to get on the same page. That's a great thing about technology, right? I don't know how we would have done
this. Yeah, right.
You know, you wouldn't have been able to do this 25 years ago. It would have been impossible. But we've got a nice jump start on it. Coach Graham's done I did a big Zoom with both staffs coming out of the selection process, the nomination process. And from there, I've just let, you know, Coach Graham and Coach Getze on the American team, who's the offensive coordinator in Chicago for all your Raiders fans. This is their show. You know, we're here to support them as a Senior Bowl staff. But this is a big audition for them, you know, to get in front of not just the 32 teams and the guys, the GMs that are down here could potentially hire a head coach in the future. But it's also big from a media standpoint. Y'all were down here. I mean, NFL Network, all three days of practice, they're adding NFL Plus this year on the streaming side. And then ESPN does all 3 days of practice too. So a really good opportunity for Coach Graham and all the other guys you got from the Raiders staff coming down here to, you know, kind of put their best foot forward.
Yeah, and it really has, in the best possible way, turned into kind of a media spectacle, right? And I think what's great about a lot of these games, particularly yours, is that it is based around the football. That's the important thing, is the players getting ready to go to the next level, putting their best foot forward and trying to show one of these 32 teams, hey, I want to be a part of your program. But because it's the NFL, we do get to talk about it. It's great fodder for conversations, and we get to learn a lot over these next couple weeks. But when we're talking at the top, Jim, and you brought up the fact that when the Raiders were in Mobile last time, and yes, it was a different staff. It was, you know, it seems like a lifetime ago in football years. But the Raiders had an incredibly bountiful draft haul from the guys that were down there. We're talking about Hunter Renfrow, Foster Moreau, Alec Engel, Keelan Dawes, who was a great story for us when we were in Alameda. There were so many guys that played in that game. What is it about having access to these players, getting to learn them, what they're like on the field, off the field, that really does benefit teams when it does come to those 3 days in the draft?
It's really a lot of, I mean, there's great takeaways in every interaction. And really, when you think about the pre-draft process, it's really a small window of time for these clubs to get to know players, especially when you're going to be spending tens of millions of dollars on them, of your owner's money. You really got to get to know these guys. So whether it's just sitting down at breakfast in the morning and chatting with a player about his background and how he grew up, to having him in the meeting room and seeing how attentive he is. Is he on his phone? Is he paying attention? How does he learn best? And then you take it out in the practice field, and how do they apply it? How do they apply a coaching point? Can they take it from the room to the field? Interactions with teammates, you know, within the position group. Like, how is this guy mixed with his peers? So just a lot of stuff that, over the course of the fall, all your Raiders scouts are out on the road talking to people at schools about it and hearing it secondhand from coaches at a school. Now they're seeing it firsthand, and they, you know, so it's all that stuff. It's stuff you can't see on the tape that really, really, to me, greatly determines whether guys make it or don't when they get to your level.
You know, certainly us here in the building, and I think fans here in Las Vegas, you know, have that game day, February 4th, circled on the calendar. Like you said, it's on games on NFL Network. There's so much access, and there's so much that we can do now to get to know these players a little bit more. But for you all down in Mobile, I know that, in no pun intended, the February 4th is probably your Super Bowl, but this is a full year type of process for you guys to get to this point. So could you kind of just key us in a little bit on what, you know, kind of the lead up to all this looks like? Because I imagine it's a very exhaustive and thorough process to finally get to game day.
It has, you know, and again, that's been one of I don't know if rewarding is the right word, but it's been one of my favorite parts of taking this job and having this job over the last 5 years, is building a football operation. It started with getting the tape our first year. The first year we didn't have access to the college tape, which makes it hard to scout players, right? When you don't have tape.
Yeah.
But, But it's a year-round process. We'll get done with this year's game here in a couple of weeks, and we'll let the staff go for a week or two and recharge the batteries, and then we'll all come back collectively, and we'll start setting the board for next year. Our scouting assistants are already watching 2024 game tape, you know, the junior stuff. So, and then after the draft, I assemble a new staff every year. Andy Dengler, who is one of your upper-level scouts there at the Raiders right now, is on our staff last year. And he actually joined the Raiders at the Combine right after the Senior Bowl. I remember talking to Dave Ziegler about it. He called me during Senior Bowl week last year about Andy. And Andy had been an assistant director of player personnel with the Jaguars for, you know, 20-some-odd years. And that's how we build our staff every year. I mean, my dad always used to say the football is shaped a certain way, so it's going to, you know, you're not going to know how it's going to bounce. And when you work in football, sometimes it doesn't bounce your way. So what we try to do is build a staff every year of former NFL scouts that get let go in that hiring, firing cycle that happens after the draft every year. This year we had 9 former NFL guys, 170 some years of experience. And, you know, they'll watch tape through the summer. We let them loose in the fall. They go to games every Saturday. And we just build the board like an NFL team would. And then really the last step is that's where Dave Ziegler and I really got connected. I didn't know Dave. He got to New England right after I left. I was there for 8 years and he came in right after me. But we reach out to the teams and we have really, you know, open conversations about how we see players and how we have them graded. And we want to bring the players the league wants to see. So this isn't about us. We got no ego in this. If we really like a guy and the league thinks we're way too high, thank God that doesn't happen very often. But, you know, we definitely take a ton of input from the NFL and then the invites go out. So sorry for the long-winded
answer. No, that's great.
That's kind of our year-round process.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what's so interesting, too, about, you know, like, you know, for a lot of folks, where I said you have that date, you know, especially with the Raiders having a top 10 pick this year, that date, game day, is one that's circled on the calendar for a lot of fans. But there's so much that goes into it. And one thing that goes into it that I personally get a kick out of every year are the tweets that you all put out when the equipment starts to arrive from the college teams and the helmets and all that stuff. And I don't want you to play favorites, Jim. I don't want you to do that. But have you gotten some good lids that have come through thus far? Because, I mean, you get them from all, you know, all walks of life. And I feel like when the team send you stuff, they say, hey, we're going to send you the best of the best.
Yeah, no, that's always that's when it gets real for us. Mm-hmm. When player equipment starts to show up and, you know, we stack it up downstairs and the entry to the headquarters here starts to smell like a locker room. That's when we know the game is fast approaching. But yeah, it's always cool to, you know, we're going to be posting some stuff the next couple of days. We have the guys marching the Mardi Gras parade with their college jersey on. And then there's one. Oh, and then we have an event like a welcome reception the first night. It's kind of like a pep rally type thing. And the players will wear their college jerseys for that. So I'll start posting. So that's really cool. And the jerseys start coming in, the helmets start coming in. But yeah, it lets us know it's real.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's getting realer for us here, realer and realer by the day as we get closer to that game, to that Saturday, February 4th. But Jim, before we let you go, I just want to ask you, and yeah, you don't have to get into specifics and name names and all of that, but when you look at this group, when you look at the 2023 draft class, what are some of the positions of depth that really stand out to you?
I think running back's going to be good. You can kind of probably start it with a guy that's not playing in the Senior Bowl, Texas running back Bijan Robinson. Mm-hmm. We actually have his backup, Roschon Johnson, in the game here. And, you know, most scouts don't think Roschon's getting out of day two, which is crazy to say for a guy that's a backup in college. Yeah. And the running back position kind of being devalued. And he still could go second or third round. So really good player. We're excited about our group. You know, we've cranked out some good running backs over the last 4 or 5 years. Tony Pollard made the Pro Bowl this year for the Cowboys. Ramondre Stevenson, 1,000-yard rusher in New England. Najee Harris, all those guys. But we like that group. We like the tight end group a lot, too. Some West Coast guys, some guys kind of in your backyard on the West Coast, like Luke Musgrave at Oregon State, Dalton Kincaid at Utah. Some really good players out there. So those are two groups that kind of come to mind.
Yeah, and certainly, you know, the Raiders picking at number 7 overall, not where we want to be picking, but an opportunity nonetheless to go down to Mobile to get a closer eye on these guys and to really have an exciting, you know, 2, 3, 4 months here as we gear up for the draft. Well, Jim, it was so good to see you. I will make sure that our crew, when they get to Alabama, come says hello. If you find one of the Reese's ties, I know we were talking about it before we got rolling. If you find a tie, just saying, you can give it to one of our guys. It'll get to Vegas safe and sound. But we appreciate your time so immensely, man. It was good to see you. Congratulations on all the success with this game. And we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks for having me on. Maybe we can do a swag swap where you guys send some Raiders send some Raiders gear out. We'll hook you up with a tie. But
I'll do that. I'll hold you to it. I will make sure our guys send you a nice little package. How about that?
Awesome.
Love All right, Jim. It was great to talk to you.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me on.
And a huge thank you to our guy, Jim Nagy, for making some time for us during what is a very, very, very busy time of the year for him. And as I said, the Senior Bowl kicks off Saturday, February 4th. That's 11:30 a.m. for us here in the Pacific time zone at Hancock Whitney Stadium down in Mobile, Alabama. It's about that time. Got a lot to do. As I said, I'm trying to enjoy at least a few hours of relative calm before next week, because next week is going to be a doozy. Like I was saying in the before our conversation with Jim, the NFL is going to be taking over a lot of this facility, getting ready for the skills competition. I encourage all of you to stay locked in on all of the Raiders social handles. Our video crew is going to have a ton of really, really cool exclusive behind the scenes stuff of showing how this building is really going to transform for the NFL's purposes. And it's going to be a blast. It's going to be really, really fun. East-West Shrine Game also next week. The Senior Bowl also next week. Raiders.com, Silver and Black Productions, we are going to be everywhere. We are going to be running around, bringing you the hashtag content, making the content, and I cannot wait. It is going to be so much fun. Busy, no doubt about that, but very, very fun. So before we officially hit the road, get on out of here. You know what we got to do. We got to crack an ice cold bruchacho before we hit the road. And today, I'm going to crack a cold one, a celebratory cold one, to all of our mock draft pundits. Right, to all those folks out there, from the Daniel Jeremiahs to the Dane Bruglers to the Mike Renners to whoever you may be that's putting out mock drafts right now. Oh, because when that happens, when I see a mock draft V1 or V2, whew, I love it, because it means we are officially into draft season. We can speculate, we can guess, we can, you know, have every crazy theory about what the Raiders are going to do at number 7. Are they going to pick at 7? Are they going to trade up? Are they going to trade back? What are they going to do? And it is fantastic fodder for conversation, and I cannot wait, and I appreciate all of the men and women who are grinding, putting those mock drafts together, because that is not an easy thing to do. That is a tough, tough job, but it's great, because it gives people like me things to talk about, to debate, to agree, to disagree. But we couldn't do any of that unless these folks put out their mock drafts. So today I crack a celebratory brewski for the start of draft season, all the people putting together that mock draft and just draft content in general. And just like that, we are off to the races. We are so back after really, it feels like a few weeks of not really going anywhere. I think we can say that we're back, and I am excited to fully shift into draft mode. It is going to be a blast, and as I said, thank you all for coming on the adventure with us. So, for Eddie Pascal, our guest this week, Jim Nagy, my man Ray on the ones and twos, and everyone else at Silver and Black Productions, thank you for hanging out with us. As I said, busy week next week, very busy week, buckle up, it is going to be so much fun, and we will break it all down, same time, same place, on our next episode of Upon Further Review.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Upon Further Review, presented by Coors Light on the official Raiders Podcast Network.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.